Okay, I want to thank the Pranosim, first of all, the Shabsi, Sheldon, and Rachel Lerner, Lilu Nismas Pragibatz Ben Avram Rivka, Avraham Ben Masuda, and Shomash Avnaliyah. Also, Lilu Nishma, this is by Mauricio Block, our friend in Miami, Lilu Nishma Simcha Ben Svi, and Shomash Avnaliyah. And of course, I want to thank Rabin Rahmani, Shirim Darche Avinom, Lilu Nishmas. His Haley Good Father, Avinoam Ben Chaim, is the Shomish Avonaliyah. Okay, I'm on page Yud Zayin, in this Maimer Tahara Seinayim. This is all an Avodah of Hesiris. It's not so much Giluyim, but Hesiris to make us more conscious of this Avodah and to try to connect it within the Mizgeret, within the framework of Kriya Shema that we say all the time. That's what the Tzaddik, that's what Tzimei is giving us over here. So on page Yud Zayin, on the left side, Ve'ein la'avay de zushir v'saiv. We were just talking about this at the end last week. There's no shir l'malo and there's no shir l'mata. That means that it's not all or nothing at all, which is one of the major pitfalls of every Avid Hashem. This feeling of if I'm not matzliach, if I failed, if I looked at something that I shouldn't have looked at, it means that it's rafal, well, at least for that day. And we're learning how the tzaddikim explained lo sasur achel avav machmarechem. That lo sasur means don't lo lahatiras hakesher. Don't untie yourself. If it didn't work out with this inyan, then the next minute. But it's not all or nothing at all, chalila. And so there's no shir lamata, but at the same time, there's also no shir lamala. This is what he's saying. Ve'ein lavad ezo shir v'soif. Thus is 11's arbit. We get to learn a little Yiddish along the way here. It's a Levin's arbit, which means avodat hachayim. Levin's arbit means it's a work for our entire life. It's not only for a bachrim. It's not only when you're a young married. It's throughout a person's life. Shmir Seinayim, Kedusha Seinayim. There are madrigas of Kedusha Seinayim, and it's not just an inyan of. We're learning that it's not just an inyan of looking, God forbid, at arayas or something disgusting, you know, with girls or things on the phone. It's bechlal, an inyan of a person looking at things that one should look at and not looking at things that one shouldn't look at. That's unnecessary, not only things that are evil or disgusting, but that a person should be a balavoida and to be somebody that is conscious of what he's looking at. Because as we're learning, and we're going to learn more about that today, it affects all of the shifas, all of one's not just the Zavodah Hashem, everything in life is affected by this avodah of Taharas Einayim. The Hasagah Levern Hecher and Hecher, that one should go higher and higher in this avodah of Shmiras Einayim. Kol kama shemegim l'madregis yoyseg v'os, rom she'en l'zashir. And the more a person works on this, the more one realizes that there's still more to go. There's no shir. Yehudi yochel agil l'madregis g'vos ma'od b'avodas Hashem. A person can be strong in his learning, strong in his davening, and he's getting higher and higher in Avodas Hashem. But the Iker Avodas Shel Yetzahara Masha Mavakish Lahamisa. But the Iker Avoda of the Yetzahara is to kill a person. Now, killing a person doesn't mean, of course, literally killing him. V'ayinu Shul Maktinus Hashifas V'Hasagas. But to shrink, to diminish all of the Hasagas of a person. A person could be growing in his learning and his davening, but at the same time, when it comes to this inyan of Kedusha in particular, his shifas become less and less to become closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Maknas HaShifas Pasogas das ganze Blick, his whole way of looking at things, and Mikari Karchash LaHayetza. That's the Ikka Karch of the Yetzer, Ki Yodeh Shemai Rotzen Hu Chazak. Because the Yetzer knows that when a person has a very strong Rotzen, Tama de Rotzen Brent, when the will is strong, when the will is burning, Ima She'ifa Hi Gedola, however shall Hagia, then a person will get to what he's trying to get. Ein Dover Ha'imi Bifnei Rotzen, because nothing can stand in the way of Rotzen. Ahava Mekalkel says Hashua, that when a person has a strong Rotzen and he loves what he's doing and he's excited about what he's doing, then the have is Mekalkel says Hashua, and he's able to push himself further and further. Melech Pirates Gather. The Gemara says that a king is allowed to be parried together, to break down fences and to go fight his war, even though he has to break down fences and go through people's property. But it's an expression that means that when a person is in this place that we were talking about last week, when a person is machlisdik, the tefillin makes a person machlisdik, when a person is living this kind of a life, and he's parried together, he's able to push forward and to move ahead with his life. To always bring out the machas de kekeiches. I gave a shiur to the women last week, and I was talking to them a little bit about this inyan of shifas in the context of Pesach Sheni, the interesting yontif that we just had on Erev Shabbos, Pesach Sheni, which we don't really experience now the way that it used to be and the way that it will be, but the yisod of Pesach Sheni, we was talking about how it says the connection between Pesach Sheni, the end of the parsha that we just learned yesterday. The parsha ends with a very strange inyan. It says Vayetze ben Isha Yisraelis. There's this Jewish guy, doesn't identify who he was, and it says that he went and he cursed Hashem. It says the Makala. It's hard to even say such a thing, but he cursed HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Chazal ask, when it says, Vayetze ben Isha Yisraelis, Vayetze, so Chazal ask, Mehechon Yatza. What does it mean, Vayetze? Where was he coming from? Vayetze. We know who this guy is. And Vayetze, was he coming from Cheder? Was he coming from Yeshiva? He was coming from work? Where was he coming from? Vayetze. So Chazal say that he was coming from the parasha that was right before. Vayetze. What was the parasha right before? The Lechem Apanim. It's coming from the parish of Lechem Apanim. So what problem could a Jew have with Lechem Apanim? You know, he got angry about the Lechem Apanim. That took him away from Yiddishkeit. Ad kedei kach, that had brought him to say such things that he threw away the whole Yiddishkeit. Because he was angry about the Lechem Apanim. Do you remember? What was he angry about? Do you remember?
Did he get it?
That he wasn't a Kayin. Yeah. That could be one thing, but that's not what Chazal say.
How do you give the king that fresh bread a week later?
Yeah. He was angry. He said, the whole thing is ludicrous. He says, the mitzvah of Lechem Apanim is you bake it Erev Shabbos, the first Erev Shabbos, and you put it on Shabbos, it's put on the Shulchan, but the only time it's only given out to the Kahanim, the next Shabbos, it's given out to the Kahanim. So he had this tiny, he said, what kind of ridiculous thing is this? A king, any king, only eats fresh, nice, warm bread. That's what a king, he's a king. And you're telling me that there's a mitzvah lechem upon him, that you give him some stale, moldy, old bread a week later? So he didn't believe in the nace, there was a miracle, right? Ernie's right. There's a miracle, that kisi luko, that the way that it was, the way that when it was taken off, it was as hot and fresh. It was a miracle that it was hot and fresh a week later, and he didn't believe in this miracle, and that's what got him off the derech. You ever meet a person one off the derech? I mean, there are a lot of reasons to go off the derech, you know, all kinds of reasons. This guy, what he couldn't, everything in Yiddishkeit he was okay with. It didn't bother him shlogging kaparis. It didn't bother him clapping hashanahs. This felt him, this is missing in his life that he couldn't understand. How could it be such a thing? Lechem upon him, it's not true, it's sheker, there's no such thing. That when they took it away, because he looked at that it was as hot and fresh as when they first put it onto the I can't be. And he made fun that he gave it, that this is what they're making a joke of, a mockery, and you're giving a king old bread. So the Svarim talk about what's bothering this guy. Because if the Torah brought this down, Chazal explained it, it means that it's still sending people off the derech. They still have a problem with this. So what's this guy's problem? So the Svarim say that what he couldn't accept, what he couldn't believe, was that after a person messed something up in his life, after something already, he started something and he failed at it, and it didn't go. He couldn't believe that it's possible to start again, to be fresh again. He couldn't believe that after something became stale and ruined, and your Yiddishkeit became moldy, that it's possible that it could be fresh like the day it first started. He didn't believe that that's possible. Like Hakadosh Baruch Hu, that people don't believe it's possible with their marriages, that people don't believe it's possible with their kids. This is the inyan that people suffer from in a most terrible way. Not to have new she'ivas to start again, to grow, to start again. And when he was saying that it's this taina that it's not possible that after what it's been through that it should still be warm and fresh. So we feel the same way. It's not possible that after the things that we saw in our lives that we can still have a Yiddishkeit that's warm and fresh. It's not possible that after the fights you had with your wife that it's still possible. It's not possible that it could be the hischadshus. It's not possible after you messed up with your kid and you said the wrong thing and you got into the whole thing with him. It's not possible that we could have that gevaldi relationship again. It's not possible. It's not possible that something could start after it looked like it was ruined. It's not possible. I watched, and that's the thought that presents. I turned on this thing, I watched it, and it's ready for found. And I was talking last week, it sounded like a silly thing. I was talking about how you get all these magazines that come in the mail, and you should be careful with the thought. And a person was meant to, so somebody said to me, there was a person that was talking to me about it during the week, and he said to me, Rabbi, I got a lot bigger problems than some catalog coming from, you know, some company, somebody that's selling bathing suits. I said, see, that's the svara. That's the mentality. I got a lot bigger problems than a girl in a bathing suit. I was like, I'm more messed up. This is a Kleinigkeit, so I might as well look at it. So I'm so messed up. So this thing is sitting on the table, and I said, she should throw it in the garbage can. He said, this is not my avoda. So what happened to your sheifas to be clean, to be pure? He doesn't have any sheifas to be clean, to be pure, because he already is Messiah. The whole greatness of those Jews from Pesach Sheni was that they didn't give in to that, right? Anachnu tmeim lenefesh adam. Anachnu tmeim lenefesh. In other words, but tamei. How it happened, who they are, also that's not important. There's all different days. But the bottom line is, you have a couple of Jews saying, Anachnu tmeim. Two Jews, according to others, Anachnu tmeim lenefesh adam. In other words, like this guy was saying, I got Rebbe, I'm messed up. Anachnu tmeim lenefesh adam. So they could go two ways. You could say, so Mela, anyway, I'm a Tomei, so I couldn't bring a Pesach because I wasn't able to bring the Korban Pesach because I was at a club that night, because I'm a Tomei Lenefesh Adam, so I couldn't bring the Korban Pesach. So then they come up with this idea, two words, what? Lama Nigar. Why shouldn't we be able to? So whoever heard of such a thing, Lama Nigar? Person, if you didn't put on tefillin because you slept through the whole day and you missed this man, so what are you going to say? Lomi nigar, I couldn't put on tefillin. I mean, the whole svara is strange. And then the imdu ve'ashma, the Moshe Rabbeinu says, hold on, stay over here. I'm going to talk to the Baruch Shem about it. And that somehow that these Jews, they had this thing. They brought down a parish of Pesach Sheni. It's a Meridic thing. They brought down this because why? Because most people, when they come to that reality or that realization, and they tighten themselves up to say "Anachnu tmeim lenefesh adam," they just give in to everything. They just keep on going. They don't say "Lama nigar." Why can't I start again? And they said such a thing. And Moshe Rabbeinu thought it was weird. And he said, "I'm talking to Hashem," and Hashem says, "Yeah, it's good. I like that. Give them a thing. We'll call it Pesach Sheni. It's a new thing. One less day of talking with everybody else forever." I'll give them Pesach Sheni. So then these people, like these happy Jews, they make a month later, they're making a carbon Pesach. See, I'm at with chametz together. You understand what it means with chametz together? Because Pesach Sheni is with chametz, right? So you have chametz all over the place. What's the pshatan with chametz all over? So I'm going to tell you something. There's a Yidat Tzadik that I'm close to. And he's been through a very, very hard time. I don't want to say any pratim because it could make some maybe know him. But he's been through a very, very hard time. He has a bunch of kids that have a lot of sorrows. a lot of tzaras with the kids, mentally, medically, and some time ago he just broke. He couldn't take it anymore. There was a lot of pressure being in the Frum community. There was a lot of pressure being in the Frum community because the kids were not thriving at all in the yeshivas. And his wife, a lot of stuff, and he left everything. And he was very involved. He was actually a person who was teaching some Torah, and he just disappeared. And I have to read this. He sent me on Pesach Sheni this thing out of my phone. So I've been in touch with him the whole time. And he's been driving at Shabbos. So starting last week, he said that we were driving Shabbos, the family, my wife, and my wife doesn't want have anything to do with the Yerushkan anymore. We're driving driving with his family, and it was quite a drive, and he decided that he would let his wife drive and he would walk the rest of the way. It was killing him. It's not the Shamba was talking to him. So then he wrote to me, Pesach Sheni. He said, the Avoida is a Pesach Sheni. And the Bali Tshuva from many years ago. And the wife was never fully on board. That's the beginning of the hard thing. She was never fully on board. Pesach Sheni, so this was his thought on Pesach Sheni. Pesach Sheni is the one day a year I can do, I have chametz right next to the mitzvah, right next to matzah. Of course, not in pshat, but in pnimius. It's for Yidden that unfortunately that Nebuch were out there getting tumidik, tameh, trying to help others, because the whole reason he went away is because he was worried about his kids and he didn't know how to help his kids. It was a whole thing. And we're in Zeicha, therefore, to have a kosher seder. But on Pesach Sheni, even a chametzdik yid can sit down with a matzah. It's a quiet chag, but for some, it's mamish the biggest inyan. Because it takes a long time to learn that just because I'm eating chametz doesn't mean I can't eat matzah. I still must continue to eat matzah. You hear this? Right. As he's saying, he's saying anachnu tamei l'nev v'shoda. He said, I was a matana myself. Chal Shabbos didn't have to say that it was. I was a matana myself. But Pesach Sheni says that you don't stop. Now, even though there's tum in my life, that doesn't mean that I can't throw the magazine out. How is that? What are you making a joke? This chametz and matzah is on. You're not allowed to have chametz and matzah. Every child says the manishtana. There's this. There's no such thing. The Torah says that there's a yontiv of chametz. There's a yontiv of chametz and matzah. In other words, there's a yontiv that the Baruch Shalom, that these Jews brought down that says that I know that I'm tameh. I don't know how. I'm not out of it. I'm in it. But that doesn't mean that my matzah doesn't count. That doesn't mean that my matzah is meaningless. That doesn't mean that I can't get out of the car and walk the 2 miles and not do this last 10 minutes of driving. It doesn't mean that. It doesn't mean that. To this Ben Ishi Yisrael is this guy that, it doesn't just say that he he was upset about the lechem upon him. This is bothering him, the lechem upon him. Lechem upon him means that something could stay fresh, even though it's old, even though it's been through stuff. It still could start. It could still. It says the lashon of Chazal is ligleg, al lechem upon him. What does it mean? The word ligleg. He made fun. He mocked. But if you listen carefully, you hear in there lag boimer, right? Ligleg is twice lagvoimer, not just once. Twice, ligleg. Because the other way to spell that is galgal. And a galgal means a wheel. And a wheel means when you think you're spinning in something, you can't change the direction. You can't get out of it. You lose that cheshek. You lose that will to get out of that wheel that you're in. And Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai was the one who came and who screamed us the whole Rabbi Shimon. I was talking about yesterday. So Rabbi Shimon is saying, "There's no such thing." It's the fire of Rabbi Shimon. It's the person who could, in a second, it's the fire of Rabbi Shimon. The change, his chadshus. That the lechem upon him is lechem upon him, no matter what it's been through, and all kinds of changes and things that have happened to it. It's still fresh and warm. It's still to start again. This Indian, this person, as Ben Ishi says, is malaglig. And Rabbi Shimon came to be misak in this whole thing of losing one's cheshek and losing one's, because the whole idea of Pnimius HaTorah is Lag Boimah is the madur, is the fire of Rabbi Shimon. It's the opposite of that. It's the warmth of Rabbi Shimon. The warmth. It's something to be warm. No matter what a person has gone through. So that's what he's saying. The ikka koich of the Eitzah is the Yadesha, Merotzen Uchazik, Tamad Erotzen Brent. If the Rotzen, if a person still has a Rotzen, still has a fire, and it's still burning. Mashifi Higadol Hari Evshal Hagia, Ein Davar Mi Bifnei Rotzen. That was with those Jews from Pesach Sheni, they had a Rotzen. They didn't stop wanting. And they said, Lomini Gar. And Hashem liked that. Hashem said, I like these guys. And he sent down a whole thing. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know this. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't see this. Such a hechet timsa. After what these people have been through, that what, you make another Pesach? What's another Pesach? It's fafal. There are things in life that are fafal. But this is a different kind of Pesach. This is a Pesach where the Jew knows that he still has chametz in his life. And afal pichen, he can make Pesach. But the regular Pesach, he can't do such a thing. Regular Pesach means it's got to be perfect. Regular Pesach means everything is pure, everything is clean. That's a Inyan of Tzadi. Regular Pesach is Inyan of Tzadi. But Pesach Sheni is like a Luchas Sheni. It's something else. It's different. As if there's something was broken, it can still start again. It can still be fresh. That's what it means. Aham Chazor Melech Peretz Gedem Melech Mechapes Tomin Vesevek Tzenem the Machas de Gekoiches. He tries to muster up within himself again the malchus de kachayus. Chmurum Reb Shlomo Kalina White Tzadikim. Shemikari Avodas Hayetzahu Shumashkiach LiYehudi Shuhu Ben Melech. Reb Shlomo Kalina said that the ikar avodah of the Yetzahara is to cause a person to forget his royal lineage, who he really is, that he's a Ben Melech, and a Ben Melech has malchus de kachayus. That we have certain kachayus that are not regular. The Jew has certain kachayus. And the inyan of the Yetzer is to make a person forget that he has such kindness. The ikka inyan of what the Yetzer does is to cause a person to forget the gewaldige kindness that he has. He has tremendous kindness to change and to start again. Kol Yachid v'Yachid, the next page Yud Ches, the Fimatzova v'Gila, Efshal al-Gila Dvar Matzuma Ma'ay. How each one of us has the ability to reach Dvar Matzuma Ma'ay, to reach amazing things. Har be'yoysi ma'amusa, gone much more than we would think. L'fimah shemashkim, kol mashu shemashkim. Every drop that we invest, v'v'loysa suru, in this avoda, of not going after our eyes, and now the weather is getting warm, every person should take upon himself. And even though, again, not to have this far, I'm working on Paris, and I've got bigger problems, to get rid of that. That's exactly what he's talking about. And to know, Taurus and I have is an avoda for each and every one of us, every minute of our lives. And the weather's getting warmer, people go to work, and in the office, they're already not dressing anymore, people, the way that they do in the winter. And on the street, people are not going to be dressed properly. They're not going to be dressed. And you think that it's silly, so I'm going to do this thing that we read about, what we learned a little bit from this Tzadik Mishalayim. I'm going to do this thing, but I'm going to not look. Anyway, I look at a lot of things. I'm not going to look at this one. This one looks more interesting than others. I'm not going to look at this. And that's exactly, that svar is a svar that comes from this Yetzer Hara. that I'm already stale. I'm already crusty and moldy and messed up with all kinds of things. I'm covered with like bread that is green and moldy. And so this is going to hurt me. One more look at something is going to hurt me. It's not voda every minute of a person's life. And we don't know how Hashem looks at these things. Look how Hashem looked at those Jews in Pesach Sheni. When somebody says honestly, ani tamei lenefesh adam. The same way they said, anachnu tamei lenefesh adam. A person can say to Hashem, ani tamei lenefesh adam. Why does this moment have to be a moment of tumah? Because I looked at this thing last night, so I have to look at it again today. I looked at this on my phone, so I have to look at it again today. Oh, lama egara. Lama nigar. Why shouldn't I be able to also do the right thing? It's not mechayev you, but this is the ikki yetzahara. It's to take this sheaf away from a person, to change. Any minute that a person puts into this avoda, it changes your whole way of looking at life. You already feel that you're a different person. And the only way to know that is by trying it. That you see that life becomes, it's different. And you grant that the eyes should be clean, whatever, even if it's a mashu, this one thing not to look at. That you hold yourself back consciously, not to look at. That means that you megala that olam habedik koyach that you have inside of you. You turned away from olam haza, and you went to that part of you that's called olam haba. That's what I was talking about yesterday morning with Josh. Then you turn to that part of you that's higher than this world. Giving into this world is looking at it. Connecting to the other world that's inside of you is turning away from it. Every moment that a person does that, he's accomplishing something that can change his entire life, his whole way of looking at things. Megim la'ayin va'ayin. The pnimius of a person is that part of himself that's called ayin va'ayin. Ayin va'ayin. And what I was talking about yesterday from the Sfasemis was that the Sfasemis was teaching us that a person shouldn't feel bad, because we see that in this world that davke and olam hazadik things that the roitfim are the ones that are pursuing. The roitf is the one that's more connected to olam hazah, and he's pursuing the one that was more connected to olam haba. Like we saw by yesterday, that the animals that are not brought by the mizbeach, the Sfasemis explains that you see that the lion is the one that's coming after the shah, and the fox is the wolf is coming in. And so those the animals that are the ones that are being tormented and persecuted and are being preyed upon are the ones that are dafka brought into the Beis HaMikdash. But the predators are the ones that are very far from anything of Olam Haba. So the Sfasemis said that you see from here what Chazal said, the Kol Gadol Mechaveiro, I'm sorry, repeating a little bit Chazal, it's good on Sunday. The Kol Gadol Mechaveiro, Yitzhak Gadol Mechaveiro, the greater the person you are, means the more connected you are to Olam Haba, the more Olam Hazeh is coming to attack you, is coming after you. It's our way of thinking is anachnu tameim lenefesh adam. I'm such a low person. That's why I have all these disgusting thoughts. That's why I have these horrible nisyanos. And what we learned kol gadol mechaveiro means just the opposite. Because you are a person that's capable of accomplishing such great things in ruchnius, and you have such a capacity for olam habedikim hasagis. Because of that, you're a nirdav, and Akash Baruch Hu ohev es nirdav. Hashem davka loves the nirdav, because the nirdav in this world means if you're a nirdav, it means that you're not a Mohammedic person. The same way that the whole world hates Jews because Jews don't really belong in this world. We're nirdav in this world because our world is really Olam Haba. Olam Haza is not really our place. It's not our home court. So we're nirdav from over here. By who? By the Reichsfirm, by the Nazis, by the Yishmaelim, by the neo-Nazis, by whoever. So we're near Duffman in this world, because that's Olam Haza can't stand Olam Haba, and they're right there. Anything that smells of Olam Haba. So if you're a person that you feel that you have crazy nisyonis and you have crazy yetzahara, and no matter how hard you try, you still have this yetzahara, that doesn't mean you're a low person. Just the opposite. Chazal say means you're a kol gomer chagam. It means you're a greater person. Like Rav Tzadik says about the Ovis and about Shlomo, kol cheshek Shlomo dod amal. They were big bali taiva. They were the biggest bali taiva in the world. We can't be masik a taiva of David amal. What would it be for David amal to be living during 2023? We can't be masik such a thing. But he was a, and David Melech was a nirdef in this world. Why? Because he had such kaiches of kedusha, and the tumah goes after, preys upon kedusha. Tumah olam hazeh is always a misnagit to olam haba. So when you feel within yourself that there's a hisnagdis to kedusha, that doesn't mean you're a bad person. Just the opposite. It means that you're a person that has a tremendous capacity for something that's higher than this world. And that's why this world can't stand you. That's why this world is coming after you. That's why you're being preyed upon by the predators of this world, by the Yetzirah and all the different things of this world. Dafka, because you have this in you, of Elam Haba inside of you. That's what Reb Tzadik explains about, that it says about Shlomo Melech, called Cheshek Shlomo. We have Shlomo Melech married, Shlomo, again, we don't know how to judge these things. Shlomo Melech married Bas Paro. Asag is what David Melech was Isaac in. Again, when you look into that, why did Navi want to write these things? You open up for a magazine, even if somebody's saying, I'm upset about my kailal, it says name withheld. And the Tanakh puts in, and when it says to what David Melech is standing on a rooftop, and he's looking at a woman taking a bath, it says Navi the whole Maisa. But for the magazine, his name withheld. David Melech's name is not withheld. The Baruch Hashem didn't withhold David Melech's name. And David Melech didn't withhold his own name. Because he says, Bifnei Amvei, the Chatasi L'Hashem. That's Tanakh. That's what it means to be an honest person. And the Baruch Hashem wants us to be Jews like that. Could we be masked if David Melech said, David Melech did such a thing, that he was standing on a roof, and he was watching a lady. And it says in the Tanakh such a thing. And it doesn't say before the story, the Baruch Hashem doesn't say, I'm not going to say who it was, somebody that you might know, I'll give you a hint, he has a red beard. It doesn't say that. It says there, Fleishigs, clear, it says who this is. David Malki Mashiach. The same way it says about his elder Zay, the Yehuda. He goes there and he's looking for a woman. It says there, doesn't say name with hell, it says Yehuda. Doesn't hide his name. Because the thing that the Torah wants, the Torah is telling us that the beginning of tshuva is self-awareness and honesty. That's what the people do when they're in the 12 steps. They're honest. They talk openly about and honestly about what they've been through. That's the beginning of tshuva. Our whole lineage is everything is. Hiding. At least if a person has one good friend that he can tell the truth to. Nah, but our Indian is name withheld. I mean, name withheld. Mystery. We don't talk. We don't say these things. Not nice. Everything is nice. Everything has to be nice. Good. So when it comes to something that looks a little bit like it's off, it's name withheld. It's the tshuva. But that's a person of Pnimius, by definition, is going to be tormented by Chitzonius. That's how it is. It's the war of Chitzonius versus Pnimius. Of the outside world, of that world against Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. That's the Muhammad. That's why I was explaining yesterday, based upon this Vasemis, what this from say, Adam Behemoth Shia Hashem. That every person has inside of him an Adam and a Behema. And with Avin Hashem, Rabbi Shalom, help me. I'm in this crazy life, and I have Adam and Behema, Tashi Hashem, and that the Gematria of Adam and Behema, Tashi Hashem, is Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Because Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai didn't cover anything. The thing of Rabbi Shimon is that this is what we have, and we're going to fight, and we're going to win. I'm going to win. So that's why I was explaining it after the Shia. So Yehuda is saying with the Romans. They made nice. No, they fixed up Eretz Yisrael. Nice, the Romans. So you remember what the Gemara says, "And the Flamma Gibel on Shabbos." right? Lag Bayomer. So Rabbi Yehuda is praising what the Romans did, and Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says a bunch of Yishayim, a bunch of Shkotzim, Shchosim, they should all drop dead. That's paraphrasing what Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai said, and because of that, he had to go through. See, Rabbi Shimon, there's no fooling around. That's how it is. That's the truth. There's an ish pnim. So you can say, but Rabbi, you don't talk that, you know, you got to be politically correct. They're going to get upset with you if you say that stuff. They might even kill you.
Isn't that why you had to run away?
Yeah. Exactly, that's why he had to run away. He couldn't be with his own family. He had to run away. He was hit. For 13 years, he was away. Until the Zabas called, that Tsumi Mirage even go out. He had to, for this, where does it say in Shulchan Aruch that you have to risk your life to say such a thing? That you knew that this word's going to get out, that how it got out, Yehuda Ben Gerim was there. Right, you knew that there was a possibility that the word was going to spread that you were criticizing the government, and that you were making fun, you were malagleg on the Romans, and you called them out for who they are. You called them out. That the only reason they make bridges is to steal money, taxes, and the only reason they make bathhouses is for znus and all these things. So you called them out. So it's kedai to risk your life? So Rabbi Shimon says, it's kedai to risk my life for that. Because he's nish pnim. And that's why this world went running after him, to chase him, to kill him. Because he's a nirdaf. Because Baruch Ayyev is a nirdaf. The Baruch Shalom loves nirdaf. Rabbi Shimon was a big nirdaf. Because why? Because he said the truth. And if your person says the truth, you become a nirdaf. And if your person is a pneumistic person, so then the Yetzer goes most after you than anybody else. Why? Because the Yetzer knows that his existence is at stake. Not with the more moderate, you know, everything is nice, everything is good, but with the person who's on fire. That's the big bali type, and that's what the Reb Sadik explains. David HaMelech, Shlomo Avraham Avinu, the big bali type. Tremendous taivas, tremendous cheshek, these people. That's why they're they changed the whole world. They're such powerful, creative people. And Hashem Zubach loves that. That's what it means, Megim La'ayin Ba'ayin. When you start to take control over your eyes, since that's the beginning of all chait, was in Gan Eden, was when they saw the Nechmed Lein Ayin. So that was the beginning of chait, is being led by the eyes. And when a person starts to take control of what he looks at, then he begins to become more and more of an ish panim, a panimistic person. That's not the end of the fight. Now you're in the ring, because you're a panimistic person, so then you start to have yetzaras you didn't even know you had before. But that's what it means, the avod of this world. That's what it means to be in this world. Megim la'ayin ba'ayin. To come to that part of oneself that's called ayin bi'ayin, the eye that's within the eye, to look at things from a different perspective. That's how Rabbi Shimon looked at the world. So then what happened? So the first time he came out from the cave, he sees that people are working, Jews are working, right? So what happened? With his eyes, he started to burn them all up. You know, Torah Mateila, what is this? Nobody's learning over here? What's going on? Then the second time he came out, so the Rabbi Shimon said, Chizul Marazim, I brought you out to destroy the world? Go back into the cave. Goes back into the cave. That's the mean going into the cave means that in the cave, but it means pnimius, ayin behind. And then when he comes out the next time, what happens? So the son of Eliezer sees the same thing. Can you imagine all the farmers start to run for their lives, the poor guys? You know, they say, oh no, they're back. And they start to run. And because Rabbi Eliezer is already looking and things are starting to burn up the world. And then there's, I don't know who, it's Eliyahu Navi, because there's Ahu Saba, there's an old man that's going over there, and he's carrying some hadassim, and they ask him, what's this for? He says, it's the covered Shabbos, two bunches, it's off, and Shabbos, aye. Rabbi Shimon says, we'll come, Mitzvah, Chaviv, and Yisrael, Gevald, look how Jews love Mitzvahs. So what happened? That all of a sudden, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai was, this kanoi, this fire, all of a sudden, Rabbi Shimon became like soft. So he now became like some, like a chassidish guy, that, you know, he became a baditshiva all of a sudden. Not like he starts to say these nice things. Look how Chu likes it. He's carrying hadassim for Shabbos. Ah, it's Givaldi. What happened to Rabbi Shimon from a year ago? Which Rabbi Shimon do you like better? Who's in a higher Madrega? Rabbi Shimon Aleph or Rabbi Shimon Beis? It's clear that Rabbi Shimon Beis is a higher Madrega. But what happened to the... We were just talking about the last 15, 20 minutes of Rabbi Shimon. The truth of Rabbi Shimon. The honesty of Rabbi Shimon. So the terrace is, this Rav Kook in Ein Hayad talks about this, all the Sadiqim talk about this. The truth is that the second time he came out, he went to that place that's called Ayin Bi'ayin. In other words, now he saw that even a simple Jewish farmer is lovesick for God. He didn't see that the first time. He only saw a Pesach Dike, Yid Pesach, regular Pesach Rishon. He didn't see how holy a Pesach Sheni Jew is. He didn't see that. It's a higher Madrega. It's a Baal Shem Tov's Madrega. Something else. The Baal Shem Tov came to the world such an Indian. To look at the world, to look at other Jews in such a way. To look at people, to look at a person from that place of pneumius, of ayin be'ayin, to see ayin ayin. That's the second time he came out. The second time was a bigger Madrega. He was able to see that a simple thing like getting some hadas on the covered Shabbos, that should be Shabbos, that such a thing is gevaldig. To be able to see that, that doesn't mean that he was going to look any differently at the Romans. Because the pnimius of the Romans is more disgusting than the chisanius of the Romans. But the pnimius of a Jew is Shabbos. The premise of a Jew is something else. That's how we. That's when he came out the second time. That's Rabbi Shimon. That's what he's saying over here. Megim la'ayin b'ayin. If you begin to work on what you look at, not to be such a chitzonistic person. Forget about you looking at something that's disgusting. You're a chitzonistic person. What are you looking at? Everything outside and talking about outside. It's bad enough for the whole week with the phones and everything like that, but to be looking outside, to be talking outside. Everything's outside, not to be a niche pnimi, a pnimistic person. And by working on Shemir Sinai, aside from the fact that you're not looking at something you shouldn't look at, you're making yourself into a person that looks more inside. That doesn't need to look outside so much. And then you don't need to always be looking at the phone. You don't always need to be looking to see what's tustach over here, what's going on. You don't need to look at the news every hour, half hour, to look at the weather. You know, you have the weather on the phone. They check the weather every 15 minutes. Just look outside. Check the weather every 15 minutes. What's going on? I was driving with somebody in the mountains, and it was pouring rain. We're in South Fallsburg. It was pouring rain. I was checking his phone to see the weather. I'm telling you a true story. This happened 2 years ago. I said, "It's raining." He said to me, "It's not showing rain." I said, "Look, it's raining." Because he wants to know, should I take my umbrella? I not take my umbrella. What's going to be today? So he says, "It's not showing rain." I said, "It wasn't just stop raining. I'm telling you, it was like in the country, you know? It was pouring." He says, "Not showing rain. Between 3 and 4 p.m. Says it's not showing rain. And now it's 3:15. So I don't care what it says over there. Look out the window. But this is what became of us. This is what happened to us. That we become detached from anything that's normal, that's real. So that's the Ikka Avoid. And through that, Mizgala Ha'ayin Shebesoy Ha'ayin Zoychel Nesu Meroy Meinechem. You begin to become a person of Shema, Su'um, Meroy Meinechem. You start to think differently about stuff. Oif Haven Dem Blick. You lift up your whole perspective. That's it. And Oif Haven De Eugen. You lift up your eyes to have a different way of looking at people, to have a different way of looking at everything in life. It's not just not to look at something bad. It's you become a person that looks inside. And Mimela, your whole way of looking at life starts to change. You have different shivas. You have different way, different aspirations, different goals. You look at things in a different way. Okay, Mishnah to be continued. I'm not going to be here the next couple weeks. Mishnah to be in Yerushalayim next week. We should all be zeich to be there together. Amen. Amen. Amen.